Wishing you a beautiful Wednesday, and I hope at this point you've had a chance to look above, underneath Welcome to a New Month, to read the text there and to listen to the short audio about this month. Both of those are quite important just so you have a complete understanding of what we're going to do. And the first thing we're going to just delve straight into is about your why. Anything that we're doing in life will always have a core reason, a motivator, a driver, or some factor that is making us want to do something. And this month we're about finding out what that why is, and as we progress through the month, making sure that that why is in the fullest alignment with ourselves. So I would like you today, you can either use your journal to do this, or you can just think about it, but perhaps your journal will be better to write it down. I've created a space for you around this to look at what your why is. Now, part of this is literally like I've put your why in a circle in the middle of the journal, and you're just going to be really just writing like words or thoughts that come to mind. That's the first thing. I don't want you to really judge it. I don't want you to think about it too much, but I'd like you to give it some space and time. You know, there'll be lots of different reasons. Some reasons might come up that you hadn't even thought of before. But getting really, really clear on your why is very important. It's like, for instance, in a business, they talk about getting clear on your why. And it's the biggest foundational element to a business. Why are you showing up to do this? Why do you want to do it? Why do you think it'll have an impact? Why do you feel that this is an important thing for you to go towards? Why are you doing it in the first instance? Is your driver money? Is your driver success? Is your driver helping people? But when it comes to ourselves, that's like a practical way of looking at things. But, like for a business, because it's something separate to us quite often. But when it comes to ourselves, looking at the whys for us can actually be difficult. And that's why this process could take you, you know, a few hours to do. It might even take you a few days where you think of more things and you might want to pop them down in your journal. And I would say that if things come up over the next few days, to do put them down in your journal, because you'll forget about them. You know, they'll come in and they might go back out. So really today, what you're doing is you're thinking about your why. Your why in relation to taking your next steps in your life. These next steps are not about goal setting, they're about progression. You know, what are the reasons why? Underneath everything, underneath the surface of your emotional, physical, spiritual self, do you want to take these next steps? Do you want to progress in your life? There will be a reason. There will be many, many reasons. And today is the day to get clear on those. So that might sound like a very simplistic task, but actually it can be quite difficult. Sometimes you can sit there and be like, I want to because I'll feel better. I'd ask you though, if you sit down and you write out one thing, not to say, okay, I did the exercise. I want to feel better. That's my why. I want you to question why you want to feel better. Question everything that you write down, because if you can get to the real, real deep root here of things, and then we add that to aligning with yourself, like that is a recipe for some really, really good movement. And that's exactly what I want for you this month, I should say. So I hope that helps, and I'll talk to you really soon.